we doing tonight? Good. You know what? I believe that the Lord is doing something really special in this place tonight. He spoke it a lot in our pre-service prayer, and I think he's really going to get to the point in our service. I believe that the Lord wants us to get in the Father's presence tonight. Specifically, the Father's presence. So as we get into worship tonight, I want you guys to view the Lord, focus on him as your Father, and just like you would run up to a good Father, go up to our Lord, expecting, believing, and wanting to get in his lap, wanting to get into his presence. Amen? All right, so let's do this. I'll pray. Father God, we just come before you right now, Lord. And Father, we are a hungry people, God. Jesus, we are an unfathered people, Jesus. But Father, we know, God, that your word says, Lord, your word says that you have adopted us into your family. Your word says, Lord, that you died on that cross that we might become sons of the Lord. So God, we come before you boldly tonight, God. We come to your throne, God, expecting to receive that love, expecting to get that touch, Lord, and wanting to get in your presence tonight. So we come before you, Lord. Let's get in God's presence tonight.
I'm the Lord right now, and we make up our minds and we get determined, like, He is all I want right now. I will run after Him with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my strength, and nothing's gonna get in my way. And we tell Him, God, all I want is You. I will run this race with all my heart. I will run it with passion. I will lift my hands with passion and not be distracted by anything. It's setting your eyes on the goal, setting your eyes on the prize at the end, and running the race hard for. So let's do that and set your hearts on Him and close your eyes and just get lost in Him. I will run the race set before me. I will seek Your face as the prize of my life. I will run the race set before me. I will seek Your face as the prize of my life. I will run the race you don't just demand somebody's heart. You don't just walk up and say, give me your heart. You know? And he's a gentleman, and he wants more of you, and he wants more of me, and he's asking, can I have more of you? And are you going to ask for more of me? Do you want my heart? Do you really want me? And let's ask him, not for the big bang, you know, God just come and like, oh my gosh, you know, but like, ask for his heart and be respectful about it and say, God, can I have more of your heart? Can I have more of you? And God, will you take more of me? Can I give you more of my heart? And fall in love with him in that way and really worship him with wonder and awe and being in love. Can I have more of you?
keep singing that song for a little bit more. God, we just want to come before you now. Lord, we want to let loose everything in our lives. God, you are good, Father God. We're asking God that you would come. Lord, your mercy would be revealed, God, through the cross. Holy Spirit, God. Just imagine, before we could come before God like we are now, there was a tabernacle, there was an outer court, there was an inner court, there was a holy place, a holy of holies, if I'm correct, and then the most holy place where God's presence resided. And once a year, you could go into that place. But tonight, we can go past the outer courts, past the inner courts, past the holy place, into the holy place. The curtain has been torn down. Jesus Christ has made the way through the cross. Now Gentiles and Jews can come before God. Hosanna in the highest. Past the outer court, God. Take us, Lord, past the outer court. God, we're not satisfied with the inner court. Lord, we're not satisfied with the holy place. God, we're not satisfied with the most holy place. We want to be in the holy of holies, Lord. God, we want to be in the throne room with you, where you reside, Jesus. Where there is power beyond power, where the King of Kings lives, where the Ancient of Days is, God, we want to be there with you. Thank you, Lord. I love worshiping with every single one of you. God is good, amen. And we're going to be looking at our tithes, and we're going to give of our tithes and offerings right now. And very quickly, in 1 Timothy chapter 6, it says, "Teach those who are rich in this world not to be proud and not to trust in their money, which is so unreliable. Their trust should be in God, who richly gives us all we need for our enjoyment. Tell them to use their money to do good. They should be rich in good works and generous to those in need, always being ready to share with others. By this, they will be storing up their treasure as a good foundation for the future so that they may experience true life." You're experiencing true life right now. Whether you know it or not, whether you're willing to acknowledge it or not, God's presence is here. He's trying to push into your mind. He wants to come more into your heart, but he's a gentleman and he's waiting for you. But you're experiencing true life. So I just want to ask you, are you trusting God? See, those who trust in their money, there's always going to be a wall between them and God. And God, he as much as he wants to bless you, as much as he wants to push into your life and pour out prosperity and friendships and discipling opportunities, he's withheld because you're not trusting in him completely. You're trusting in your money. Does that make sense? So for those of us who got our PFDs, or maybe you only get $10 from your mom a month, are you trusting in God? Are you giving 10% of your first fruits, of your financial first fruits to God to say, "God, I trust in you, not in money"? Oh, well, Andrew, I'm not rich. I don't know if I can really do that. Andrew, I feel uncomfortable. Listen, search your heart. Step out on a limb. Ask the Holy Spirit to lead you, to actually open up the Word. See, this isn't something that this church is trying to push on you. This isn't something that I'm just trying to make our senior pastor rich. This is something that God has said, listen, if you trust in me, if I'm the king of your life, you will give 10% of your first fruits. You will say, God, I'm not going to use the 10% for fun and games. I'm going to use it for you, God. I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to offer it to you. So let's give with a cheerful heart tonight. Let's say, God, I'm going to push you up above our game, above the games I want to play, above the movies I want to watch, above the candy I want to eat. Glory, I love my candy. But God, you are higher than that. And so I'm going to give you 10%. Not 9, not 8, not 10% once every month. Every time. Every time you get some first fruits. Every time that check comes in. Amen. God, we come before you now, and we're asking that you would open up your word. Lord God, I'm asking that you would open up your word, that you would come and draw nigh to us, you draw near to us, that you would be Emmanuel tonight, God with us, Father God, and that you would just open up your word and convict our hearts if we're not giving. Lord, that we would desire to offer up everything to you, holding nothing back. Jesus Christ, we repent for the times we've held back, for the times we have not been obedient. We're asking you to wash away our sins. Lord, that you would just wash away our sins, restore the relationship, restore what has been done, God. And that, God, we would just be obedient young men and women in Christ. Lord God, I ask that when, as we give, you just pour out your blessings and prosperity over us. Father God, that we'd receive a great amount back from you. We love you, Lord. You are good in this place. Thank you, Jesus. And all God's people said, amen. Let's give with a cheerful heart. God, we just,
God, we do, we lift you high in this place, God. Lord, and those aren't just words, God. We're not just saying it, Jesus. Father, we lift you high in this place, God. And Lord, that means, Lord, that we lay down our life for you, God, that we lift you above those things that are so important to us. God, this means, Lord, that we are putting you first in our life, Jesus. Lord, let our love for you just be shown through this, God. Through these words that we sing, God. Through this life that we live. Through the actions that we have daily, God. Jesus, let our life say, you are lifted high in our life. Let everything we do say, it's all about you, Jesus. Let everything we do say, we're proud of you, Jesus. God, we're proud to have your name in front of us. God, we lift you high in this place. And that means we give you our whole heart. And we give you the right to do whatever you want with us tonight, God. We say, you have your way in this place. We say, God, speak to us, Lord. Whatever it is, Lord. We have closed doors in our life, God, and we're asking, Lord, come and open them. God, let your light shine in the dark places of our heart. We want to encounter you, God. We want to meet you. We want to know you, Lord. We thank you, God. You are lifted high in our life. Amen. Amen.
Fire, fall down on us. confess my broken heart, and I'll sing to glorify your holy name, Jesus.
So the Lord's still working in a lot of our lives. So I just want to encourage you. A lot of people are down here getting ministered to. I think it was a heavy message. It was a heavy message for all of us. I think that for each and every one of us, we can apply this message to our heart. So if there's somebody in this room that you need to get with, that you need to talk to, whether it's your parents tonight, or just one of your friends, or a teacher at school, or whoever it is, I really want to encourage you to really get that done and to not delay. The longer you delay, the harder it'll be. So I'll just pray and we'll close the night, but you'll be free to go. But if you need to stay or pray with our leaders, you can sure do that. Otherwise, we'll just do that. So, Father God, Lord, we just are thankful tonight, God, for all that you're doing, for all that you've done. We thank you that in you, Jesus, there's freedom. God, in you, there is that hope. There is that joy. We thank you that there is no condemnation in you, Jesus. But truly, Lord God, that joy and that peace that your word offers. So, Lord, we worship you. We praise you because you are good, because you love us, God, no matter what we do. And I pray, Lord, that you'll give us strength to do what we need to do, God, in response to your word tonight. So we love you, God. Have your way in our lives. Amen. So like I said, if you need to stay and pray or get with our leaders, you can sure do that. Otherwise, you're free to go. God bless you. See you next week.
shed on the cross. When you died for the sins of men, and you let our cry, crucified, now alive in me. These hands are yours, teach them to serve as you please. And you'll reach out, desperate to see all the greatness of God. And my soul rest assured in you. I'll never be the same.
Show me your heart, show me your heart.